Welcome, my dear friends. It's good to be together again. Let's settle in, knowing that you are supported by the circle, by the light, by the living energies. Just remind yourself that you are supported. Let's open up to that. Allow yourself to release and find a deeper breath. And slow down into your own loving presence. We're going to slow way down tonight. So take some more deep breaths. Connect or allow yourself to feel some love within you. It's an easing inward. And you're easing inward within the sphere of the sacred circle that we activated last week. And that you actually have been living within since we activated it. But sometimes the density is so thick that it's hard to feel it or remember it. So let's remember it right now. In this session of the blessing of a sacred life, we are really building some muscle here. It's as if someone keeps increasing the weight of our barbells around us, and we around our daily lives, and we keep having to develop stronger and stronger concentration, remembrance, returning to our sacred self. It's a muscle we're building. And we're given plenty of opportunity to build that muscle. Allow yourself to sink back into your body. And everything here is very slow. Nothing's rushed. We're shifting out of time And so respect and allow for your own timing. You're not rushing to keep up with the circle. See if there's any more gross muscles to, your big heavy muscles, the shoulders, the back, the legs. See if they're willing to soften and release. And their willingness depends on your ability to be loving within yourself, to be kind to yourself. And I say that with the utmost respect for that practice. It is a challenge a lot of the time. Allow yourself to expand your awareness beyond the narrow little world you've been living in. Create some spaciousness as best as you can. And in that spaciousness, we start to release the fight flight, the sympathetic response. And start to relax. Sometimes it feels like we're outgassing the heaviness that can be collected throughout a day. So I hope you can allow yourself to slow down. In that slowing down, we release attachment. You can think of relaxation as a deep release of being attached to certain thoughts and feelings. And muscular patterns. And begin the restorative practice of aligning in harmony with your true self. So we're gently, gently shifting. Someone has to be the voice that allows this deep relaxation. And I hope that you adopt that voice for yourself. So we don't enter into sacred space without the sense of timelessness, without harmony with our true self. And so the preparation is an important part of this. And if you're as impatient as I am, then there's a tendency to want to skip over the preparation. There's a tendency to want to rush into that delightful, blissful feeling and just charge right in there. Only we usually bump in headfirst into a wall if we do it like that. So the circle is forming, the axis is starting to become apparent in the circle. And let's remind ourselves that we are participants in creating a sacred space together that will resonate and help wake up the sacredness within ourselves. It flows back and forth, in and out, from the individual to the group and from the group to the individual. And so we're resetting our nervous system. Taking it off of the speediness and bringing it back into rhythm and harmony within our being. Maybe you can say one kind thing to yourself or more. And notice how that feels. And in this gentling process, it can feel a little awkward as we're shifting out of the duality and into the unitive experience. And so it takes a little patience to live through that stage. There we go. People are landing one by one here. So we're interacting with the energy, with the frequency on multiple levels of our being. And we may be able to be aware of some of that and some of it not. With the huge infusion of light that's coming in to the planet and surrounding us, more depth of who we are as humans is beginning to be revealed. So allow that spaciousness to grow around you. Breathing in the light that your heart is radiating out into the sphere around you. I'll repeat that. Breathing in the light that your heart is radiating into the sphere around you. So there is a baseline in your being of radiant light in your heart. And it is radiating into that sphere of your field, whether you're aware of it or not. It's very subtle. If you can feel even a tiny bit of the light that you know you carry, and you can breathe into it. Gently. You're returning your power to yourself. Keep returning to the sense of it rather than the thought of it. This is one of the teachings, the transmission that we're receiving tonight. And so we are being seated with the possibility of this awareness growing within us. So put a kind of a highlighter, maybe a golden yellow highlighter, highlighting this idea that our heart is always radiating like the sun all around us, within us, into our sphere of being and into our bodies. And we can breathe it, sink into it, feel it. So our heart is like the sun. It's always shining. And so this is at a level of awareness that's deeper than the everyday awareness that we carry. And we're allowing that to open up. But just highlight the thought that your heart is radiating light all the time. It's intrinsic to our nature. It can get covered up from our awareness, but it's always radiating. The sun never stops shining. Allow that to sink in a little more. This is part of our sacred nature. Or I should say, it is in the arena where our sacred nature resides. And the reason we're highlighting this is because we spend a lot of time thinking about how wrong we are, how bad we are, how we can't do anything right, how far away from the sacred we shift. It's all this patterned, conditioned negative thinking that occludes knowing this about ourselves, that we have a heart that is radiating light all the time. We're letting this sink in. So this is coming as a transmission. It is wisdom carried on the energy, the higher frequencies that exist eternally and are accessible by all and everyone. So this is what it feels like to receive a transmission. We're opening up to a vast wisdom that exists eternally that exists without us. We don't have to create it. We've been created in it. And so receiving a transmission is about allowing this higher frequency wisdom is not marred by projection and illusion to soak into us. Now, this is a very high frequency teaching. And we're able to access it and receive it because of everyone's participation in the sacred circle. We are participants in creating the opportunity for this transmission. That's what ceremony is for. Just be quiet for a moment because the frequencies are pouring into us. Very subtle, very luminous, iridescent. Beyond earthly material. And just notice what's happening for you, whatever it is. And we'll take one step further here. Notice how your being is responding to the frequencies. Are you noticing anything emotionally, physically, mentally? Is there a resistance? And I don't mean you are creating resistance. It's just that there may have been a buildup of too much heavy energy to be able to note this at this point. You may have needed more time to ground and clear. So it's a resistance rather than your own resistance. Or is your body relaxing, or your mind quieting, or your emotions getting clearer? Just note. If you have the ability to sense the subtle energies, what are you noting? What are you experiencing? So your heart is radiating light all the time throughout your body, throughout the whole entire sphere of your being, throughout your field. And it exists whether it's covered up or not. And you are intrinsically an illuminated being. Yeah, at your core. You might notice that all the images that I create and share on the pages all have a luminous quality to them. So we're peeling back some of the layers that are covering up your inner sun, your inner luminosity right now. And that's what a transmission does. It tunes you to a frequency Let's say a higher transmission tunes you to a frequency that allows you to know your inner wisdom and your inner light. And we're staying with this for a little bit here because the transmission is still alive and powerful and active. And we want to allow as much penetration as possible, as much resonance with it as possible. So we're focusing on this one teaching. And although this teaching exists all the time, being in our sacred circle together provides the opportunity for us to partake of this wisdom and light in a way that we normally couldn't access so readily. And you might experience transmissions as visions, as insight, as being lifted out of the heaviness, somehow as a sound frequency, as expansion. There's many ways to experience it. But what we're experiencing is the tuning to this frequency of a very pure state. And the pure state exists within you, no matter what you do. And we have a need to have our light seen. To be recognized at that depth of our being. And it's a need to recognize it within yourself and to be recognized as having it by others. And it's not about worshiping it, it's recognition. And we crave that kind of sacred connection. And we'll have a chance to share about this, but not until The teaching transmission is complete. And so allowing the subtle world to determine how we interact is showing very deep respect for our sacred nature. And don't try to get any answers for anything right now. Allow this to be as quiet of an experience, as silent as possible. And we've just shifted through a portal into the next dimension, where we are accessing the eternal sound. The who or the om that radiates from our throat chakra into the field throughout our body, throughout our field and being, attuned to the perfect silent sound. So we're being given access to the sacred within us. beyond all the craziness. We are the light, we are the frequency of the pure wisdom, of the pure love. If this is a challenge for you, I invite you to ground a little more deeply. We didn't guide us into a grounding. And so if there's a bit of a challenge for you, settle down into the base of your spine, into your root. Let the mind find its connection to Mother Earth. Allow yourself to be nourished and replenished so that you have enough nourishment to calm the agitated space. There. Remember that agitation is a low energy state. And I know I've brought this up several times. It seems like it's an overactive state, but really what it is an undernourished state. And we can nourish our being through our connection with Mother Earth. So instead of having this sense of the human being tossed out of the garden, born in sin, we're discovering and rediscovering our perfection. And so this is being seeded in each one of us, the activation of that realization, that illumination. And it doesn't come from me. I want to make that very clear. It comes from the collective participation of everyone in this group. Of aspects of your soul that you probably aren't aware of, that are becoming more aware of, And we are receiving the blessing of our collective nature in a very powerful way. Again, this is the power of ceremony. And you still may be having thoughts of, well, I wish this was healed. I wish this was fixed in my life. I wish this wasn't happening. Those are all part of the undernourished, malnourished self. Because all that healing comes when we sink into that deeper space. So every time you feel like your mind is overactive and agitated, or your emotions are unsettled, or your body is tense, it's malnourished from not having enough high frequency energy. And so you want to drop down to the feet and seat and allow that umbilical cord that we have our roots with Mother Earth to nourish us, to fill us, to bring us alive. Okay, we're coming to the peak of the ceremony, where the and we peak when we've absorbed as much of the transmission as we can integrate. And sometimes we just need to pause and take a few breaths and see if we're available to receive more or not. Your heart is always radiating light. Your throat chakra is always humming to the silent sound of the sacred. You are made of this perfection. You are not a disgrace. You are not wrong. Your fundamental being is infinitely attuned and radiant. You may be available for your own intimate experience of the sacred. A sense of the sacred presence. And that can exist along with our everyday stuff. The everyday stuff kind of intrudes on it, but we can hold that whole spectrum of being. Through this class, we're reinforcing the depth. Let's see what it feels like to allow this teaching to settle into your biology. That you are a radiant light. The eternal light. The eternal sound. And maybe you can have a sense of it vibrating through your biology. In your own way.